And welcome back to the Oscar Rewind podcast. What we do every 2 weeks is discuss some nominated films for a specific Oscar year. And then once we discuss all the films, we come back to have our own ceremony. And this is our second ceremony for the Oscar Rewind podcast, where we are going to be discussing the 1945 Oscar nominated films and determine our personal preference on who deserved to win each award. Welcome to the ceremony, and with me is my co-host, Andrea. How are you doing this week?
I'm good. Had a lot of fun this weekend. Yeah, and now I'm back to school life where I have 1,000 presentations. I have a speech this week, which is my last speech for communications, which is great. But other than that, not much more is going on.
Well, we'll be doing tons of speeches here, you know, little personal speeches to congratulate each award here.
That's fair. I guess we will.
That's right. So, you know, you got tons of speeches to prepare for today.
Oh, heck.
So we finally have wrapped up this season and we finally wrapped up this year in the Oscar films. We've watched all five and we're finally here to just celebrate these films. I know Andrea loved all five of them. We had no issues whatsoever. And so we're here to have a good time, right, Andrea?
Sorry, they were my favorite. I literally loved every single one.
That's right. Andrea loved it so much that she has forbidden me to pick the next year. She's going to be picking another one at the end of the night because she hated that I chose this year. She's been very upset. So she gets to have another option thrown into the ring. And of course, at the end of the ceremony, we will determine the next year of films we'll be watching.
Either that or you feel kind of bad your years keep getting picked.
Yeah, I guess a bit of guilt. You know, I've gotten two in a row, so, you know, you get to pick one more. I still hope I get 1969 chosen. That'd be funny.
You should feel guilty.
You know, maybe. But here we are to discuss all the awards here. We can work our way through them one at a time. We'll start with the supporting acting nominations. So these ones are a bit shorter because most of the supporting nominations aren't from the five films that we watched. Mm-hmm. For supporting actor, the two nominations we have is Barry Fitzgerald and Monty Woolley. Barry Fitzgerald ended up winning the actual Oscar nomination back in 1945, but me and you have the same rankings here. We put Fitzgerald at number two and Monty Woolley comes out on top for Since You Went Away. Andrew, what was your thoughts on his performance, the film as a whole, Since You Went Away? Are you a big fan?
Yeah, I like the guy. I thought he brought a little bit of spice. He was grumpy. And at the end, we still got a really good lesson from him because he hates the dog the entire movie. And at the end, he's finally like, okay, I guess you can sleep in the bed with me. So he found a warm little spot in my heart.
Yeah, I thought his side storyline with the dog was the most enjoyable part of the story, considering it was probably the least important part of the story. But I liked it. Might be my favorite dog in film ever. I thought that was a cute storyline.
It was a cute dog.
Yeah, I thought so too. And, you know, Monty was really the reason why it was so adorable. I thought his reaction to everything, he was fun. You know, he's probably the only dude in that film that I liked. I thought most of the other guys were cringy or weird.
You thought they were creepy.
Yeah, very creepy. But I liked Monty. Not creepy at all. He's just hanging out with the dog in the room, you know, saying Merry Christmas. He's just a good old guy. So I liked him a lot. And, you know, I couldn't stand Barry Fitzgerald. So pretty easy choice for me. You know, Barry Fitzgerald actually won the Best Supporting Actor. But he's also nominated for Best Lead Actor. So, you know.
Which film is he from?
Barry Fitzgerald. He was from Going My Way.
Oh, he wasn't the lead. He was the old priest.
Yeah. But he was nominated for both.
They thought he was the lead for that?
No, he was nominated for supporting actor and lead actor.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, it's Quentin from the future. While editing, I realized that the file for the supporting actress got corrupted, and we don't have the file for us announcing that Angela Lansbury was our favorite, and this is us then proceeding to discuss her performance.
And I liked it. She was sassy. She was funny. She was a really big flirt, but she basically made the show. She was one of the best characters, in my opinion.
Yeah, I believe this was her first film ever.
Wow.
Or close to. She was very young. And, she didn't win the actual Oscars. She won for us. But, you know, she didn't win the actual Oscars. She won our hearts.
Yeah.
But I thought she was great, especially for an early role for her, if not her first. I thought she killed it. And then she went on to become Mrs. Potts.
Epic. She's just epic. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, that's right. And so we can move on to score here. This one, we have a bit of a disagreement between the two of us. We both had Wilson at number 3.
I think that has to be number 3.
Yeah, I thought the score was very blaring and over the top. I didn't find it enjoyable at all. And then it's between Double Indemnity and Since You Went Away. You put Double Indemnity at number 1. I put Since You Went Away at number 1.
I'm shocked. I definitely thought you would have went the other way around.
I remember liking the Double Indemnity score at the time. And at the podcast, I commented on how I really liked it. But, it's been a few weeks now. I kind of forget the score completely. I remember I enjoyed it, but I don't really remember anything great about it. And Since You Went Away, I still remember the train scene and how the score was really romanticized and adorable during that scene. So I was going off of completely that one scene alone. But since it's a tiebreaker, and I was pretty much between the two anyways, we will give Double Indemnity the win here.
Yeah, well deserved, if you ask me. Because honestly, the only part of that movie I remember is the train scene and how adorable the dog was.
Oh, yes. And the actual winner for the Oscars was Since You Went Away. So I guess the one time I agree with the Oscars was now. The next award we can discuss here is cinematography.
All right.
Yeah, so this one's a bit of a longer one because we have 5 nominees.
Which was a lot. Yeah,
so all 5 Best Picture films were nominated. It was broken up into cinematography for a black and white film and cinematography for a color film. So that's why all 5 ended up getting nominated. And Laura, which wasn't nominated, won the actual award.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Wilson won for the colored, but I think it's because there's no competition for that.
Was Laura worth it? Did it deserve to win?
I did really love the cinematography for Laura. It would be between that or Double Indemnity for me.
Yeah. See, I didn't watch Laura, so I really can't put my 2 cents in here.
No, there was one scene in particular that had a really nice shot, like a really nice camera shot. And I was even thinking, oh my gosh, in the 1944, that was pretty impressive. But Double Indemnity had moments like that as well. So I have no issue with Double Indemnity, but the order we have here is Going My Way in last place. I had it at 4 and you had it at 4.
Woo.
So, you know, we're on the same page here.
Same brain.
Exactly. It did end up tying with number 4 for Since You Went Away. I had that at number 5, but you had it at number 3. So that's why that one got bumped up a bit. You were higher on it. At number 3, we had Wilson. You had it at number 5. It was your least favorite. I had it at number 2.
Why?
I think the best part about the film was the gorgeous color, which color isn't a part of cinematography, but I thought the camera work at times, they really zoomed out and showed the landscape and all the colors because they really want to let you know this is a gorgeous colored film. Like, oh yeah, we're all full of color. So I thought the vibrant colors were the best part of the film, and I thought the camera work really helped show that. So I thought the cinematography was good. The one nice thing I'll say about Wilson is I thought the camera work was pretty good.
Didn't know you were a fan of it until now.
Yeah, the editing I wasn't. We'll talk about that. That's actually not one of the awards we gave out. But if it was, Wilson would be last. Because, man, they dragged that bad boy on for a while.
It was too long.
Yeah. But, I liked the cinematography. I gave it second place here. For Gaslight, you gave it second place, and I gave it third place. Still a great, great cinematography work. But I love how we both have it at number one here, Double Indemnity for cinematography. Which, it's a gorgeous film.
Were you shocked I put it there?
I was. I thought you were going to put Gaslight.
No, I like the shots in the house, and a lot of things were really gorgeous in that film to me, but, like, yeah, I obviously love Gaslight the most, but I didn't feel the exact same way, because this is the one I had to ask you to clarify on what it meant again.
Right, yeah, because the art direction, the actual set, Gaslight is more visually gorgeous, just with, like, obviously it's a time period piece. It's based in the 1800s, so it's just like very more beautifully designed. Yes. But yeah, the camera work, I love the camera work in Double Indemnity. It's between that or Lore for the year. I do love them both. Probably give the edge to Double Indemnity, mostly for spoiler. Go back, watch the movie, listen to the Double Indemnity podcast, and then come back here, or you can just skip a minute. But I love the scene where the two leads end up killing each other in the room. I thought the silhouettes of the guy entering the room, it was this mysterious faction. You know, both of them are ready to kill each other. So it was like, who's going to strike first? And so the angling of the cameras between the two of them kind of coming at ends with each other, it really added to, like, the anxiety of the situation. So I thought the camera work was really good, especially in that scene, but in a few others. There you go. So on to screenplay here. This one, we have another tie.
Okay.
So we might be at odds again, but we both had...
have a beef, yeah.
Yeah, we both had Wilson at 4, which ironically won one of the screenplay nominations. We had Going My Way both at number 3 for us, which ironically also got the other screenplay win. So the two winners we put in last. And so I had Gaslight at number 2. You had it at 1, you had Double Indemnity at 2, and I had it at 1. So, you know, a bit of a tie here. Let's just talk it through here. Why do you have Gaslight as the best screenplay?
The best screenplay? I liked it. I like the mystery of it all. I don't know. Everything was just set up really well. This man completely brainwashes this woman. All just to get to some jewels after everything. And ironically, he's the one that killed her aunt so many years ago. I don't know. That just blew my mind. I thought it was put together very well, pieced together great, in my opinion. And I loved the fact that Gaslight actually meant something in the movie. I'm a big fan of titles meaning something secret. Like, if you don't exactly understand it, and then you're watching a movie and you're like, aha, you're like, the little light bulb goes off. And
you mean the little candle.
The little candle in this instance. And yeah, no, I really thought it deserved it.
Yeah, the screenplay is great. I think as a whole, the screenplay and Double Indemnity was stronger, mostly because the first part of Gaslight, they did yada yada over them getting married. And, like, the first 20 minutes, me and you were both kind of thrown off, like, all right, this is kind of rushed and sloppy. But the ending really kind of balances it out, because the ending, the screenplay and the writing and just her epic moment of telling him off in the attic, that screenplay, that script is great. All the set pieces and, like, just how everything kind of connects together in the end is great. And so the screenplay is the strongest in that instance. But, you know, Double Indemnity, it also has the four... The title also has relevance, just saying. It's all about the Double Indemnity Clause and how their greed kind of became their undoing in the film. So, you know, the title also works out. And I thought the script, especially because it's one of the first, to my knowledge, that has the flashbacks and just how that always... Or, I guess, the flash-forwards and how that connects throughout the film. I thought that was great. So... agree to disagree. Well, we'll give you the win because, you know, you're the gorgeous one. So you get it. Yeah, we'll let Gaslight hold the title here.
And I'm not saying Double Indemnity didn't wasn't great.
Oh, no. But yeah.
They really do sit neck and neck for me as well.
Yeah.
Like you said, the title does mean something secretly. And I loved just how far he went for her. But then just to realize she just uses people. She never cared. It was never anything to her. She just wanted to get her way because she was spoiled. And I listened to so many true crime podcasts all the time where women really are like that. So it was really realistic in a way.
Yeah, and Gaslight, just the more and more you watch the film, the more you realize how horrible this guy is. And Double Indemnity, it's the viewpoint of the male, and how the further and further you go, the more you realize how horrible this woman is. Every twist is this new horrible thing she's been doing all this time. So it is great. The pacing for both are great. I do love both. We both have it at 1 and 2. So yeah, it's just a bit of difference.
It's backwards. It's funny that you brought that up. Yeah, one, the man is terrible, and the other, the woman is terrible. It can go either way, always.
Yeah, and I like how you picked the screenplay where it's the viewpoint of the girl and all the horrible things the guy is doing. And I picked the one where, you know, it's the guy. He's just in love. And then the horrible woman. You know, I'm not saying that correlates to anything, but I do think that's funny. All right, so we have 4 final awards here. The big ones. I'm a big fan of screenplay and score. But obviously the big ones is lead actor and actress, directing, and best picture. So we'll do actress first, because I think this is the most obvious one, for us at least. And it's just a complete sweep. We have the same scoring for everything, and we agree with the Oscars. We both have Claudette Colbert from Since You Went Away in Last, which is a bit of an understatement, because she was great.
But yeah, honestly, all of the nominees. I think I even looked at you when I was doing mine, and I was like, these are all great choices, and really, they were all very close for me.
It still wasn't very close. For me, the big spaces for all three, but all three might be in the top 5 acting of the whole year. I think those three and then 2 of the lead males, those would be my 5 faves of the year. Like, these three were all great. But yeah, it's definitely Colbert for me at 3, and then we have Double Indemnity, Barbara Starwick. Both of us had her at number 2. I love her. I love her so much. And she would be a best lead actress winner in a lot of different years. Except I thought, and I know you agree with me here, Ingrid Bergman for Gaslight was phenomenal. It might be one of the best performances I've seen in film. I genuinely love her performance because you kind of feel like you're taking this roller coaster of chaos with her. And she kills it. So I'm a big fan of Ingrid here, and we both had her at 1. Same with the Oscars. She won the Oscar.
And I think that was a very, very smart choice on their part. She was just so good at playing this woman that, like, actually thought she was crazy, even though she wasn't crazy at all. I loved it. I am a huge fan of her, and I would be down to watch some more of her films if she's, like, just how good she is in this. I'm sure she's great in everything she's in.
Yeah, and I've heard that she's in a lot of big films, so I'm sure I will see her in a few more films, and I'm confident I will still love her. Like, I really do think she's just a great actress in her performance with this film. So I really liked her. She was the best part of Gaslight. Like, Gaslight was great, but it was all balanced on just her amazing performance.
Murder, She Wrote, what's her name? Mrs. Potts, and then the Nosy Neighbor.
Nosy Neighbor was great.
Give a shout out to Nosy Neighbor.
Yeah. Also, the villain, I thought he was great. I did think he was more one-dimensional, where he's just so evil, but that's just what makes him great. He's a great foil to the lead. So I did really like him as well. But yeah, he is very cartoonish, mustache-twirling villain. We'll actually discuss him in the lead actor category. That's why I don't actually have him that high, because I think he's great for his part in the film, but, you know, the acting is just mustache twirly. Oh, I'm going to get these diamonds. So, you know,
nothing creative with his character. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had that chuckle every now and then in the film.
He did. He was a bad dude.
Yes, very bad. Which we can go straight on to the acting category for lead actor. We have 4 of the 5 nominations here. Number 4, we are in agreement with Barry Fitzgerald for Going My Way. He was at the bottom for both acting categories for the guys. We weren't feeling Barry.
He was just too grumpy. He was just too grumpy of an old man. He's a very close-minded character.
Yeah, you know, if you want to hear me rant about him, you can listen to the Going My Way podcast. He's just, man, what a guy.
Quentin does not like him.
I still can't get over that he got 2 acting nominations for lead and support. That doesn't make any sense. And his character in the film has the same last name as him. And I'm confident that that's because I'm confident that they just couldn't trust him to actually think he's playing someone else. He's probably just playing himself. I don't think he did anything that great. But, you know, that's my opinion on Barry.
Interesting guy.
So at number 2 and 3, we have a tie for 2nd. We have Charles Boyer from Gaslight. I gave him number 3. Andrew put him at number 2. And then we have Alexander Knox from Wilson. I put him at 2 and you put him at 3. So just switched him around. Obviously, I hate Wilson and it looks like I'm defending it a lot.
But yeah, it's
not a good film at all. But, you know, playing a president for 3 hours, I thought he did a pretty good job. I thought his acting was pretty solid. I don't think it's great, but I still thought it was better than just a constant mustache twirly villain. As an acting perspective, I much preferred Gaslight and I much preferred his character. But I thought just like the range of his character, he was great as Wilson. You know, great's a strong word. He's okay as Wilson. Like, yeah, I thought he was good. So I gave him 2nd.
He wasn't bad. You know, I did like his sense of humor in the film. They made him not so one-side dimensional. He had his serious side. He had his joking side. And he was fun, I thought.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to just die in his presence. He just seems like a solid guy.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, but for this one, very similar to the actress category. This was a clean sweep. Bing Crosby for Going My Way. I had him at 1. You had him at 1. The Oscars had him at 1. He clean sweep for all of us. We agree. He was the best part of the film, Going My Way. He was just such a natural joy. Like, he genuinely just made me smile watching him. And I'd even love the film. No. But I loved his character. Every time we were watching Barry Fitzgerald, I was just sitting there rolling my eyes, thinking, oh my gosh, when is this over? And then you just see Bing just pop his head out and be like, oh, well, hey there, Barry. Let me cheer you up, Scrooge. And I was like, cheer me up, Bing. Fuck yeah, I love this guy. I liked Bing. He was fun.
I like his name.
That's it, just Bing?
Bing Bong. Anyway. He has a really good presence in this film, and he is definitely the one bright light in the entire film, especially in the very beginning where everyone just seems so negative. There's the neighbor lady that's like grumpy because he asked her a question, then the boys hit a ball through the guy's window, and he's just like, well, I'll pay for it, you know, I promise. And the guy's just grumpy. Everyone's so grumpy to him, but he's just like this ray of sunlight with like in the movie, which I think that's what makes him so great.
Yeah, that's a good point. How he enters this town and everyone's just in the dumps. Everyone's just used to this sullen mood. And he kind of just starts bringing in the joy. And it's not just his character, but it's just the actor's ability to just seem so genuinely happy all the time that it makes me feel kind of happy. So throughout the film, you can tell the town is starting to be more receptive to it. Everyone's starting to be happier. And it is kind of like a good feeling film, which, you know, in the middle of the war is why I think it won Best Picture. It's because, you know, everyone's just so depressed right now. I guess this film makes me feel a bit happier. So Bing definitely killed it. Great casting. They killed it with this guy. He was perfect. So We now have directing. There's only 3 nominations for directing. Unfortunately, Since You Went Away and Gaslight didn't get a nomination here.
Sad.
But we have the 3 films, Wilson, Going My Way, and Double Indemnity, and that is the order we have it ranked. Same order. We have Wilson at 3, we have Going My Way at 2, and we both put Double Indemnity at number 1, which was against the Oscars, because the Oscars put Going My Way as the winner.
I can't believe them.
Yeah, I just think, I already talked about the flash forwarding with the storyline of the film Double Indemnity, how it kind of bounced around, and it still flowed so naturally. Like, it didn't feel clunky to me. It felt like a continuous story with the pacing of it. And I thought there were times where you thought they were going to get caught by keys, and then they kind of reveal the twist later. Like, I just felt like the pacing with everything was perfect. I thought the directing was fantastic for this film.
Yeah, I think they did everything correct in this film. And, you know, you keep talking about the flash forwards, flashbacks, whatever. Those are great. I loved it. It made everything kind of fall into perspective, at least for me.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I thought the directing was really great here. So, you know, there you go. Go Double Indemnity. So on to the final award here, Best Picture. The last one before we can finally wrap up the year to bring it back into light here. All right, we got Going My Way as the Best Picture winner for the Oscars. Since You Went Away, Gaslight, Double Indemnity, and Wilson. So in the order for us, we have Wilson in last place. Both of us put it at 5. Should not come to much of a surprise. Since You Went Away, we both put it in 4th place. Not much of a surprise. The Best Picture winner, Going My Way, we both put in 3rd place. And so the final 2 films, Double Indemnity and Gaslight. Yeah, I think everyone saw this coming. Me and you have very strong opinions that these 2 were the best by far. And so we have Double Indemnity We have Double Indemnity in 2nd place. We both put it in 2nd. And we have Gaslight as the Best Picture winner, according to us. We both put it in 1st place.
Whoa. I'm shocked. I literally thought that we were going to have the last 2 switched just because you're so big on Double Indemnity and I'm just so big on Gaslight.
Yeah, well, there you go. I am very high on both. I gave them both 4.5 on Letterboxd. So I love both films. For me, I just think Gaslight is just more unique. I feel like Double Indemnity, there's a lot of murder, mystery, black noir films. Laura, which came out this exact same year, is similar in that aspect. Obviously, this film, there's a lot of different things. It's great. It's still 4.5. I love it. But Gaslight just feels so unique and individual with the use of Gaslight. The use of you actually feeling like she might be going crazy just with the way the story is being set up. I thought that that's more of a modern type of film with the storyline of this person's going crazy. Like, you kind of feel the craziness going on. I just thought the atmosphere for Gaslight is just amazing. My only flaw is like the very beginning, but that's just a minor thing. It's a great film.
But then we later found out, like, we watched another movie where 2 of the characters got married very quickly. Was it Rebecca that we watched? And they got married very quickly. And we're like, wow, that must have just been, like, a thing back in the day where people knew each other for, like, a couple weeks. And then they were like, let's get married. Yeah. I don't know. Just the cast for this. I love the cast. I mean, obviously, we've already put her up on a pedestal, but Ingrid was amazing. And the lead guy, he was good too, just not as great as her, just because she was just so good at her character. And I even liked the guy that was the detective that figured out what was going on just because he knew her aunt as a small boy. And she made such a big impression on him. It was so good. Just every aspect really had me drawn in because some of these older films can't keep my attention. which I feel like at least two of them in this range right here could not keep my attention, and I get bored easily, but Gaslight did not do that. I was on the edge of my seat every moment.
Yeah, Gaslight was great, especially the last 40 minutes. What a high. That whole 40 minutes, I was just having the time of my life. It was a blast. So it's a great film. The best picture winner now for us. So our score right now is we have Inception and Gaslight as our two best picture winners so far. Not too bad. No. Which one would you say is better? Or do we want to have a little ranking of our personal best picture winners?
I don't care.
We got time to discuss. We can start the rankings next ceremony if we want. So that is it for the 1945 films. I believe this will be the last time we'll be speaking of these five films ever again, except for Gaslight when we compare it to future Best Picture winners. But anything else you want to say with these films before we close it down?
No, I think I have literally said everything I want to say. Time to close a chapter in our movie film career life now.
Yeah, movie film career life.
I think I used enough words there.
I don't think you used enough.
Oh, I could use more.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But, that part of our movie career film life is over. But we can now move forward to the next stage. It's time to pick a new year, Andrea. A new year of film, one door of our movie film career life closes, and the next door of our movie film career life opens. So here we are, we got the next year coming up. So the 3 years we currently have is 1969, which I picked at the very beginning, and we have your two picks from the very beginning, 1990 and 2010. So Andrea, we got to throw a fourth one in here. You told me that I am banned from picking one this time. So I guess that means you get to add another one. Which year do you want to add?
All right. I am going to go with 2012. That way, maybe for once, I'll get lucky and I'll get a year I picked.
All right. So 2012. So Angie's got a 75% chance of getting hers. I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
And look at that. Another modern year. Andrea loves the big years. She's picking years that have 10 films.
I guess I do. What can I say?
All right. So we have...
Well, watch us get yours.
So we have the randomizer here. I really hope we get mine because it'll be funny if we just never get the films you pick. But anyways, we're going to randomize it here in 3, 2, 1. And it is going to be... 1990.
Yay!
So we get one of yours. Very exciting.
And we've already seen one of the films.
Well, we have to watch it again now.
Oh, my. All right.
What, you thought we were just going to skip out on it?
No.
All right, so 1990 here. I'll pull up the films here for those that are curious. But for the 1990 Best Picture nominated films that we'll be going through, we have... My Left Foot. My Right Foot is the sequel in 2 years' time, right?
Is it? I have no idea.
I'm kidding. I don't believe so. We have Field of Dreams, Dead Poets Society, Born on the 4th of July, and the Best Picture winner, Driving Miss Daisy. So there we go. We got the next five films here to discuss. I'm excited. I'm sure you are as well. We didn't get my year again, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
So unfair. Yeah, I forbid you to pick the next
life
year.
Life is so unfair.
All right. Well, that is it on my end here. You can follow Andrea at Letterboxd with Andrea Lizard Emoji.
Yep.
And yeah, and then you can follow me at Quentin Phillipson.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. And
good.
We
follow
will...
us, please. Yeah. We love followers.
All right. And have a fantastic day, guys.
Save the whales. Bye.